The Next Accident by Lisa Gardner. Copyright 2001 by Lisa Gardner. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Random House Audio Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Plan A. Prologue. Virginia. His mouth grazed the side of her neck. She liked the feel of his kiss, whisper light, teasing. Her head fell back. She heard herself giggle. He drew her earlobe between his lips and the giggle turned to a moan. God, she loved it when he touched her. His fingers lifted her heavy hair. They danced across the nape of her neck, then slid down her bare shoulders. Beautiful, Mandy, he whispered. Sexy, sexy, Mandy. She giggled again. She laughed. Then she tasted salt on her lips and knew that she cried. He turned her belly down on the bed. She didn't protest. His hands traced the line of her spine before settling in at her waist. I like this curve right here, he murmured, dipping one finger into the concave curve at the small of her back. Perfect for sipping champagne. Other men can have breasts and thighs. I just want this spot here. Can I have it, Mandy? Will you give that to me? Maybe she said yes. Maybe she just moaned. She didn't know any more. One bottle of champagne empty on the bed. Another half gone. Her mouth tingled with the forbidden flavor, and she kept telling herself it would be okay. It was just champagne. And they were celebrating, weren't they? He had a new job, the big job. And oops, it was far away, but there would be weekend visits. Maybe.